Halleck soon suffered a near-nervous breakdown from dealing with multiple crises. Hemorrhoids and McClellan added to his agitation. On the day Halleck returned to Washington from his Harrison's Landing trip, McClellan telegraphed that he now needed 55,000 more troops. From interviews Pinkerton's men had with sick or wounded Yankees the Confederates had paroled to Union lines, McClellan deduced that rebel reinforcements poured into Richmond from the south and the west. Halleck knew that if he agreed to the 55,000, McClellan would just come back and ask for more. The general-in-chief ordered his Potomac Army commander on August 3rd to begin evacuating his force from the peninsula. Then a bizarre twist in McClellan's numbers game arrived, fueled partly by Pinkerton's tabulations. On August 12th, McClellan, desperate to have Halleck's order rescinded, wrote him that Lee's army, which a little more than a fortnight earlier he had insisted totaled 200,000 men, now numbered just 36,000. What happened to the other 164,000 soldiers? McClellan pumped up the casualties the Confederates suffered during the 7 days' battles and claimed that Jackson had left Richmond with a large chunk of the force. Pinkerton also reported that Lee's army had shrunk, but only to 80,000 by his calculations. McClellan dropped Pinkerton's total even more to 36,000 in order to bolster his case for remaining in the peninsula to attack Richmond. Ironically, McClellan's new 36,000 estimate was one of the few times he approached the truth. It was only about 25% lower than the number Lee actually had. But already feeling flim-flammed, Lincoln and Halleck weren't buying McClellan's latest epiphany, or about-face, or duplicity, or whatever it was. The withdrawal order stood.